competing ideas of justice and law have led to some big changes in Venezuela. That's where President Hugo Chavez has taken farmland from the rich and divided it among the poor. Just or not, redistributing the land has had mixed results for the poor. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Las Vegas, Venezuela.
Ramon Barrera's day amounts to feeding a handful of scrawny pigs. He thought he'd also be raising crops after arriving in this sun-baked corner of northwestern Venezuela a few months ago. This land had once been a vast cattle ranch, land the government expropriated to redistribute to poor farmers like Barrera. He says there's no irrigation, no technical help from the government. He says there's no credit, nothing, and he asks, how are people supposed to work? Venezuela's land reform is rooted in a 2001 law and President Chavez's conviction that the land belongs to all Venezuelans. The president drove home his point recently on his weekly television show.
Así que yo hago un llamado a todos los que dicen tener tierras en primer lugar.
To those who own the land, Chavez says, this land is not yours. The land is not private, but the property of the nation. The state has redistributed more than 5 million acres, about the size of Massachusetts. Some was unused state land. Increasingly, it's been land seized from farmers. The government says it goes after unproductive farms, compensating the owners, or land deemed to have been stolen years ago. Among those who've lost their land is Juan Dos Santos. The state recently seized the Tamarindo sugarcane hacienda. But he says the farm was rightfully his family's, and that they'd invested $18 million making it a showcase farm.
Presumimos que por ser tierras de muy buena ubicación, y en nuestro caso por estar desarrolladas...
The farm had it all, Dos Santos said. A modern irrigation system, roadways, electricity, warehouses, machinery. Farms like Tamarindo are put to good use, the government says. Among those who've benefited is Maria Rosario Chirinos. She used to work in a corner store. Then she heard about this land expropriation and came looking for a farm.
Me gusta sembrar la agricultura y...
She said her dream was to own her own plot. Agro experts like Carlos Machado, though, say the success stories like this are few and far between. He says once productive spreads, like the one Chirinos now farms, are now unproductive, and that the result is that Venezuela is 6 times more dependent on foreign food imports than before Chavez took power.
That shows that the government policy aimed to increase the crop production in the country is a complete failure.
Among those trying to hang onto his farm is Vicente Lecuna, whose family has run Santa Clara since 1890. From the looks of it, the Lecuna farm is thriving. Field hands ride horses. The fields are green with cane. Coffee also grows here, and cattle graze. But already the state has taken part of his farm, replacing sugarcane with corn.
Ellos quieren cambiar de caña a maíz.
Lecuna says the land there is not suited for corn. Still, in Venezuela, it appears that the government is accelerating its takeover of farms. On his show the other day, Chavez says the land reform law is unbending, and he says it's time to expropriate some more farms. He asks his aides to hand him a list of farms deemed unproductive, and then, one after another, he reads off the names of the farms and announces their expropriation.
Autorizado y aprobado. Aprobado.
Chavez's ministers in the audience then applaud enthusiastically, and the agricultural revolution advances. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Las Vegas, Venezuela.